Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more online by going to PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And we're very pleased to have with us today Michelle Schaefer, who is the Executive Director of Maxibilities. And we're going to be learning all about that together. I'm just sitting here chit-chatting with Michelle before we get on the air. And, you know, we got talking about COVID and budgets and all this kind of stuff. And she was telling me you never had one person on your staff to be off because of the COVID situation. Good for you. So then I asked the normal follow-up question. What do you have, three or four people on staff? She looked at me and she said, we have?
325.
Whoa, what's happening? Hold on just a second here. Try that again.
We have 325 on a good day.
325 on your staff?
Yes, sir.
Half of those are full-time, half are part-time?
Roughly speaking, yes. That's.
My Lord, you're a large employer.
We are considered a mid-size employer in York County, and we've been here for 40 years.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, you used to have another name.
We did. We were the York County Disabilities and Special Needs Board, the New York County Board of Disabilities and Special Needs. And we felt about 4 years ago that the focus should be on the abilities, not the disabilities. So we applied for and received permission to do a DBA with Maxibilities of York County, which is much more focused on what our mission is, which is to maximize abilities to help people however they want to be helped to achieve what is important to them in their personal lives.
All right, so let's go back a step here.
Sure.
Since you and I haven't done this for apparently several years, right? Why is that? Did you not like the first experience and decided you did not want to come back?
We were just waiting for the invitation.
Well, you got it, right? She's got it now. All right. So tell
I'll be here every Friday now, folks.
No. That's a little much. So tell everybody a little bit about Michelle.
Sure. Well, I have a degree in education, and that's where I started in this field. And I actually thought that one day I would be a teacher. But before I did that, I wanted to just have a little fun. And I volunteered in college with a group that went bowling and did weekend activities. That was associated with Camp Spearhead out of Greenville. So I thought with community programs opening up in 1985, that would be a great place to start my work career. And then when I felt a little more mature, I would go into teaching. And all these years later, I'm not sure what that says about me, but I do love this kind of work. So I relocated here about 13 years ago.
Best decision of your life, right?
Absolutely. It's a great community. And a little closer to my family who are in North Carolina.
Okay.
And, you know, enjoy traveling, enjoy meeting new folks, enjoy talking about work. My folks I work with will say I'm kind of a broken record with work. I love to work, and I think what we do is worthy of that. So
good. All right. So you need to explain for all those who are new to the community, what it is that Maxibilities is all about. I mean, what is your clientele base? Who are you dealing with?
Okay, well, Maxibilities of York County. So you can find us on the website and on Facebook. We're a support agency. We contract with the state of South Carolina to provide services to individuals who have what is considered a lifelong disability. And those areas could be intellectual disability, autism spectrum disorder, traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, or what they call a related disability. Maybe somebody has spina bifida or cerebral palsy, and just the physical needs that they would have resulting from those issues would require additional supports throughout their lives.
So would you deal at all with somebody, let's say somebody was hurt on the job and they had some type of a permanent injury?
There are criteria that the state has set forward that determines what a spinal cord injury or traumatic brain injury relates to. But yes, there are many folks that we support that have had those events occur in their life. And they go through a state eligibility process, and once they have cleared that, then we're able to provide supports to them locally.
So my guess is you have dozens of different types of programs that deal with dozens of different type of issues.
We do. We have support services that start at someone's birth, and if someone has been born with a disability or they're at risk for some type of developmental delay, we have Encouraging Steps, which is an early intervention program. They work with kids from birth to age 6. They work with families to provide, community supports, to provide training on how to help their young one advance as much as possible. You know, it's been proven that the first 36 months of life are the most active your brain is and the most you're the most able to make strides. So instead of waiting until they get to be school aged, you know, this is a service that's mandated by the federal government to help folks get that leg up very early on in their life. Then, of course, when a person reaches school age, the school is the primary agency identified by the state, but we are a support. We have case management. We have summer supports. We have respite programs to help families get a little, break from providing care. And then when you reach adulthood, we have job coach programs, job training programs. We have adult activity centers just for folks who don't want to work but want a safe place to spend the day while their family's at work. They want to socialize with their friends. We have residential services that are available to folks who need them.
So you basically are covering from cradle to grave?
We do.
Wow. Jeez. So I can see now why you've got 325 employees. And this is just your county?
Yes, sir.
So where are you located? Where are you located in multiple locations?
We have 30 sites throughout York County, but our main office is located in York, 7900 Park Place Road.
30 sites in York County.
Yes, sir.
And in each one of these sites, I imagine some type of a different program or programs.
Correct.
Is done. So if you need program A, you're going to go to this site. Program B to this site.
A lot of our programs are actually based out of the home. So we're supporting folks while they live with their families, which is our goal. We want folks to be in the community as infused into the community as they possibly can be. And those congregated settings, like a residential program, again, that serves a need for folks who maybe don't have family or family can't provide that round-the-clock care that their loved one needs. So we work hand-in-hand with families to make sure that their loved one has a safe place to be, but that family connection remains.
Yeah.
And COVID really put... It really showed us how those connections that are positive and that you work for stand you in good stead when something that's very unexpected occurs.
Well, now that you mentioned the magic five-letter word, tell us how your world changed March a year ago when everybody went home and everything got shuttered and people were working from home. As you say, you kept on trucking.
Well, I know it was very interesting to have conversations with folks who were talking about social distancing at home. And while they were dealing with that reality, our reality was we have 28 residential facilities, and those folks depend on us to keep them safe, to make sure that they have food, to make sure that all of the social distancing and wearing masks and all of those things that became a quick reality for us were infused into those programs. And I have to do a shout out to my staff
You haven't got enough time. You got 325 of them.
You know, I heard stories across the state of where folks were having a very difficult time getting folks to come to work. We didn't have that. We didn't have a minute of that. Our staff were like, what do you need me to do? Where do you need me to go? It was such a wonderful experience from a standpoint of being a manager of people to see them just step up and realize that we had such an awesome responsibility to take care of ourselves, to take care of other folks, to keep family members up to date on what's going on, because a lot of our regulatory requirements required that we not have visitors in the home, that families had to, you know, have remote contact versus being able to come in for safety's sake. We needed to keep as few people as possible in these programs to mitigate the risk. And it pushed us to do some things differently. We now have constant contact and other alternate ways to communicate with families. We made a lot of phone calls, and our families were great as well. They brought in food and dropped it off for families and or for staff and for the residents to be able to go out to eat since they couldn't leave.
So some of your programs are for incorporate a residential component?
28 of them. We have 156 people that receive residential supports in York County.
Okay, well, let me see if I understand the terminology. They're staying with you? They're actually living there with you?
They have a home with us, yes. 24/7 care.
Woo! Oh, geez. Golly, that. So of your clientele, roughly what percent, well, roughly how many people are you dealing with in the course of a year?
Our service list is around 1,400. It fluctuates a little bit, but that's just a good rough estimate.
And what percentage of those are what I would call residential clients that are with you all the time?
156 of that 1,400.
156. The rest of them are home.
Yes.
Right, that's good. All right. So your objective then is to, as much as possible, to get your clientele up and on their own and working as best they can work in whatever kinds of positions they can work in.
Our mission is to maximize abilities, to help that person determine what it is that they want to do with their life and to help them achieve those goals.
All right. That is a perfect segue for us to take a break.
Sure.
Because when we come back, we're going to talk about how you maximize those abilities during this COVID world that we're in, where everybody's looking for workers to work.
Sure.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. There is a magical formula to it, and we're going to recite it to you out loud at the count of three. Are you ready, Michelle?
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice, slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning, and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke, those things that are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Gamboria Medical Alert.
It was important that my siblings and I recognized that Dad wanted to be independent, but we also wanted to be able to make sure that he was okay. So we started researching medical alert systems. Then we found this system. It's a little button that he can wear around his neck as a pendant or on his belt. He speaks directly into it, just like he's talking on a cordless phone.
But my kids and grandkids are the most important thing in the world to me. I don't like to ask for help, but it is nice to know that if I ever need it, it's just a touch of a button away.
For complete details, go online to GamboriaAlert.com.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop with the exciting Michelle Schaefer, Executive Director of Max Abilities. I'm learning all kinds of stuff. I told her I've only been here 36 and a half years. I'm sorry, I don't know all this stuff.
I can't remember the last time I was called exciting.
Come on. 325 people that are providing services to over 1,400 people. Mm-hmm. They cover the whole gamut in terms of physical disabilities, mm-hmm. mental challenges, that all that kind of stuff.
Correct.
All right. So your objective is to get people up as best you can on their own doing things. And you also do what I would call job training, correct?
Correct. We do.
So how does that work? Because you know as well as I do, everywhere you go here in Rock Hill, and I think probably across the country, there is a cry, we need people, we need labor, we need whatever. So I would venture to say that your phone must be ringing pretty well, or not.
Actually, not as much as you might wish that it would. We do have, and we do feel the employment crisis in our community. And we're always looking for good folks that want to come and work and help us support our mission and support these, you know, really great workers and folks that want to do and achieve, maximize their, you know, interface in our community. But as far as work goes, we do have job coaches, and we do work in some work initiatives with the school systems, with Project Search, which is... working with the hospital system to place workers. And so if somebody has a place that they want to have an employee that's loyal, our workers want to work. And I think that that is just a wonderful place to start with somebody who sees the value of having a job.
Amen to that.
And that wants to show up and do that job well, even if it's a job that might be slightly monotonous or repetitive. Our folks are great with those types of tasks. A lot of times, you know, employers have a difficult time getting workers to come in and do the same thing day in and day out. And our folks thrive with having that security of knowing exactly what they're supposed to do and doing it to the best of their ability. It's a great win-win as far as employment goes. Our individuals get an opportunity, but they come with a support that most workers don't come with. They come with a job coach that can work with the business and help integrate that worker into that business successfully. they're a resource once that individual learns the job. If there's a process change or something that's a little different with the environment, the company can call that job coach and say, I need you to come back a little bit more and make sure that, we work this person through these changes effectively. And as long as that that employee is in that business, that job coach is a resource that's available to the employee,
employer,
which you
that's
don't...
a huge plus. That's a major plus.
It is.
All right. So if there's an employer out there that needs some workers, and we all know all we have to do is listen to the news, that the food service industry is crying for people. So take me through the process. Let's just say a restaurant here is this program. They call you, and they say, I need help. So what's the next step? What happens?
We're going to send one of our job coaches, and those are positions that are trained to teach people how to work. They don't focus on skills that are not related to work. So their expertise is in identifying what the job is that needs to be done, finding a way to develop a strategy to teach that job to a person who may, you know, need supports with reading or may need supports with organizing tasks.
Right.
And then they teach them that job. So they're going to come to work with that person until that job is learned.
They really stay there with them.
They literally come in and support the employer however they need to be supported. So they'll be there. If that employer wants them there, they'll come in and out, step in and out of the situation if that's how the employer wants to work it. But it's tailor-made for each job.
So if I was bringing somebody into my restaurant, and I was trying to describe the job to the job coach, he understands it. He brings the worker in. He might stay there with that worker for a day or 2 days, side by side, just to make sure that they are executing whatever.
2 or 3 weeks, depending on what they need.
And then if down the line, for some reason, I don't know, there's an issue, I call the job coach. The job coach comes back in.
Correct.
Gets the worker retrained on, you need to do this. You didn't recognize it the first time. Mm-hmm. Here's what you now need to do. I mean, that's...
That's correct. And a lot of what we do is helping our folks develop those soft skills for work. You know, talking to a stranger is sometimes difficult for someone.
Sure.
Looking somebody in the eye. It's not always the work. It's some of the things that surround the work that we spend time working on. But they're there to help that person be successful.
I think that's great. All right. So if somebody... If this is registering with somebody out there, how do they take that first step? Is there a number to call, a website to go to?
Sure, they can call our main office, and that number is 803-628-5999, and they can ask to speak with someone in the employment, consumer employment department or our job coaching program, and then we will hook them up with somebody that can take that first step with them and explain to them a little bit more thoroughly what that means. There are tax benefits to hiring folks who have disabilities. You know, there are workforce incentives that the government has, recognized that employers, if they step up and they take that step that may be a little bit alternative to just your typical employment situation, they can get some tax benefits for that. I'm not a tax person, but those programs are out there, and we can share that information with folks who are interested.
Okay. So 628-5999.
Correct.
628-5999 is the way to get this discussion started.
Correct.
You would say roughly how many businesses out there now, roughly just round numbers, are employing people from max abilities?
I would say we probably have, I would say maybe 30.
30. That's good. Good for you. Well, let's see if we can't make it 50.
That sounds wonderful.
All right. Now, you mentioned to me that there's something else you wanted to talk about involving training or something for adults.
Correct.
Or whatever.
Yeah, one of the things that we feel that we need to do a little bit more work in you know, for the last 40 years, we've been doing a lot of things the same way, and we want to, you know, change that up a little bit in a new world. And one of the things that we see as a support that we can provide is more hands-on training to family members about a variety of topics. We have two training series that are going on now. We just initiated them back in March of this year after a year of COVID fear of meeting in groups. And one is to focus on various topics related to autism and experiences that families may have where they need, you know, just a way to brainstorm ideas or to get some good feedback on how to deal with, you know, behavioral issues that they may be seeing. We know that being able to access professionals in that autism arena is very difficult. BCBAs, those are board certified behavior analysts, they typically work with families to help them successfully bridge some of those behavioral concerns and gaps that they may see. They're very difficult to find. We happened to have hired a BCBA to run one of our departments at Max Abilities, and we're so excited that she is doing training every other month at 6 o'clock at our offices for families who are interested. And we have, we're just kind of starting at the beginning. Our first session is April 28th, and it's called Communication Basics. How do you communicate with someone who has difficulty communicating? And then we're going to go into communication aids in June. In October, we're going to pick up behavioral strategies, just kind of working through a specific topic each time we talk.
So these topics are for families that are dealing with the with these issues. Okay.
If they can't get a BCBA to come out and do that therapy in their home,
right?
Because there is just such a waiting list for that service, this is a way that we can give them something,
right,
to help support them as they're trying to get that service in place.
So if they want to register for this, how do they do this?
They can just call 628-5999 and ask for Tanya.
That's the magic number.
It is. And we're going to be posting this on our Facebook page and on our agency website, maxabilities.org.
Well, we would be remiss if we didn't take at least a minute or so to talk about your foundation.
Sure.
Which is creating one of the most beautiful things that ever could be built in a community. And that's Miracle Park.
It's amazing. Yes, we have a foundation, the York County Disabilities Foundation. They were established in about 20 years ago, and that's a support agency for Max Abilities. They raise funds. It's a 501c3 fundraising entity, and their sole purpose is to support the services that Max Abilities is providing to the community and trying to put things in place that benefit anyone who might have a special need or a disability or any type of service that we provide. And Miracle Park is their latest endeavor.
And you can just see the progress is being made. It's right there on Cherry Road. You can't miss sandwiched between Cherry Road and Ebenezer Road. It's a beautiful park, and it's going to be, say, more about Rock Hill than I think anything else we have. I mean, it's just that wonderful place. Thank you very much for being with us today, Michelle Schaefer, and all that you do at Max Abilities. Again, if you're an employer out there and you need some help, 628-5999, 628-5999. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes, 7 days a week. There's a magical way we do it. Michelle knows it. She's going to tell everybody in the world. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.